Terence, stop chewing on the mic.
When does this grow?
Turn your mic off.
I have a question for you.
You have a question for me?
Yeah.
Go on.
Are you going to miss me or not? No, don't put a look away like that. Are you going to miss me or not?
In some ways.
Your little cousin, it's wholesome in here, man.
In some ways I'll miss you. In some ways I will just enjoy the break so much.
You're in this business a long time, yeah?
Why do you take a deep breath, look up and then say that with his chest? Right?
Go on.
Are we the hardest work that you've had to work with? Now, you can interpret the hardest work in whatever way you want. But like,
there's a part of you that does enjoy this.
No.
Come here, we could definitely be easier. We could definitely make it easier. I know a lot of it is self-inflicted. Yeah. And we go off on tangents and we don't do anything. But you jump along on them tangents as well. You'd be like, lads, come in, we get this done and now we go home. And Terence be like, bro, did you watch Bleeding This on Netflix? You'd be like, oh yeah, that was deadly. And I'm sitting there twiddling my thumbs, being like, I want to go in an hour as well.
No, I do enjoy, it most of the time, yeah.
You live know. Show week and all.
Oh, live show week, jeez.
Is it a bad week for your own?
Oh, I'd say, yeah.
Give me your thoughts on live show week.
I don't want to give my thoughts on live show week.
Whoa.
You've never done that before.
Crack on it. You've never done that one before. Why, one of them, like you could be locked up for it, like, hate speech.
You're always a ball of energy.
Yeah.
Most times that's good energy.
He doesn't know how to channel it.
He doesn't know how to channel it. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes when you're nervous, you don't know where to direct that.
Do you know what I hate the most? Right? Terence must be throwing out mad suggestions for a live show that he'd never, ever, ever, ever do. But you know he's panicking and he throws it out and we'd be like, I don't know, Terry. Well, fuck everyone then. He'd be like, boys, why don't we just get a load of strippers in? And that can be the opening of the show. And be like, I don't think that's a good idea. Well, then fuck you on your live show. I'm not doing it. And I'll be like, all right, thanks, Terrence.
So funny because that's as close to true as you can get.
Yeah.
Fuck me, man.
Yeah.
And I think we pulled the show out of the bag.
Yeah. I was actually, I left there and I don't leave them all like very jolly. I left there and I was like, yeah, I'm happy with it.
That was very disturbing, actually, yeah. How happy you were.
Yeah, I was just content with it.
Do you know what's annoying me? The fact that's not a skinny can of Coke.
Same. But the other one, right? So in the vending machine, do you ever see when something's not at the forefront?
Mm.
That the word?
At the front, yeah.
Why did they put forefront on it?
He's reading the dictionary every day. That's his problem.
Yeah.
Did one of you said forefront a few minutes ago?
No. I don't think so.
Foreground? You said?
Oh, he said, yeah.
That's where it came from. Do you know when it's not at the very front spring and it's at the second spring? I always think if I pipe down, that doesn't come out, the vending machine's getting broke up.
Mm.
So I'll just go for the other one just to save myself.
There's not more heartbreaking walking past one of them machines and something's caught. They just tilt it out and it's caught.
You always get it though. You
I'll give that little nudge. Bang.
You not doing that? I always do it. I don't care where I am. Could be in the mat of hospital. I always give it a nudge.
Just nothing. In case.
Yeah, man, it's bleeding. People going hungry out here and there's a pack of the Skittles hanging on by its teeth. Give me that thing, you mad thing, yeah. Yeah.
Any questions, Alan?
Come on, bet you won't.
We just had a complaint saying, just said cheers for wrecking the ending of The Deepest Breath.
Fuck off. It's out long enough, like.
Yeah, it's out long.
And there was a spoiler warning in the description of the podcast.
Fuck off, did you?
I said, yeah. If you
play down.
Well, listen, I knew this.
Who reads description?
Yeah, that's a valid point.
That sounds like a you problem, not a me problem, doesn't it?
He's right.
I'm going to miss you, would you know that?
What are you doing to me?
You smiled there, you did. You smiled when I said that you're going to miss me.
What are you doing to me? Do you know what annoys me? We're talking about this since before November. We're talking about this. He held his breath in November, like the first week in November. And so it would have been before that I told you to watch this. So there's no way, that's what, best part of 5 months. There's no way we're talking about this 5 months and you can't say, oh, I didn't get a heads up warning about what happens at the end.
Brian, we could have said spoiler.
I think we did.
This age of streaming and everything else where everybody can watch things at will means that we're all kind of permanently captive to spoilers. We're not allowed to talk about anything if we have to be afraid of spoiling stuff. Come on.
Don't go on the internet.
I know, look.
What's the biggest spoiler in history?
It probably would have been
The Sixth Sense.
Maybe, or Darth Vader was Luke Skywalker's father.
Mm.
I'd say if someone told people that, because like Star Wars
so
Empire
big.
Strikes Back was so big.
Mm.
What are you saying?
What's the biggest spoiler in history?
What's that mean, though?
What's the biggest...
The biggest film
biggest
that was
plot twist.
Plot
that
twist.
That was ruined.
That you could ruin.
On someone. Someone ruined Breaking Bad for me at the time.
Did you watch the film? Film was
no,
dope.
No, I watched it. Oh, shit. Head was dope. And Better Call Saul was dope as well.
Never watched it.
Yeah, look, you can only go on so long without giving spoilers. Sorry.
Well, who was that? Give us a name.
Nope.
Barbara. It's 100% a Barbara or a Carden.
A Carden has to be a Carden.
It was a man.
Caron.
Okay, question for you.
If do you know have... that's Kerry in Irish? Caron.
No, it's not. It's Kerry.
Yeah.
Is it? What?
You just made that up, didn't you?
No, I seen it on the back of someone's jersey. He must have had a fake jersey.
Or else his name was Caron.
Oh, you read it wrong.
Or his name was Caron. And he had
his name. It was Caron Martin's apparently his cousins. Yeah, Caron, I thought I said no.
If you had to get matching tattoos,
oh, here we go.
What would you get?
Me, chef, yourself, talking bollocks, no?
I've been asked to be included in this as well. I don't want to be.
I'll be able to get bowers right across my chest.
Well, then I'm not going to get it.
But you have work. To.
No, that's it's not. You don't get to pick tattoos for all of us.
Oh, fuck, we have to discuss it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even got the bow.
Do you ever see, like, fucking people that go away and, like, oh, 12 of us went away, so we all got, like, the numbers 1 to 12 on our arms, and you're like, all right. Now you have like a 7 on your arm and you don't talk to them people anymore and you're 30 now. Do you know what I mean? Magaluf was great in 2010, wasn't it? They're shite ones. Do we know, do you know anyone matching tattoos? I'm trying to think. Do you have tattoos on?
No.
I wouldn't be surprised if you did. That's only because you drop a little piece of information about your life bit by bit, week by week on these bonus episodes.
Well, when I get some, I'll let you know. Okay. What one piece from Elaine, what one piece of art, so she gives an example like book, film or movie.
Yeah.
Is the most important to you?
That's such a deep question and it's a brilliant question. Book, film, and Jesus Christ,
don't be that deep. It, like, it'd just be something that has given you the most, the thing you like the most and you've liked for the longest.
That's deep and I don't want to get real. Do you know what? Go on.
Give me the question because I'll do it.
You aren't listening.
No.
You were only 2 feet away from you.
You told me not to.
I told you not to talk because you were eating a packet of crisps.
Seamus, don't listen. Go on. Don't talk and don't listen to me in the same thing, Calvin.
Ah. Well, you have 2 ears and 1 mouth there.
What one piece of art, book, film, TV show, whatever, album, is the most important to you? That's from Elaine.
Whoa.
So it can be like a song.
It can be a song, yeah, an album.
In the very deep in the 30. Yeah. You can't just answer that off the top of your head.
Well, you can. You can get emotional.
You should know. You should know.
Why should you know?
What's your favourite of all those things?
But I think she means what can you relate to.
Well.
No, but see, it could be sentimental. It could be like, yeah. I like this song Half the World Away because it was my dad's favourite song and my dad passed away.
Yeah.
It could be something like that.
Yeah. But that's, yeah. You choose what important means in this question.
Or it could be, I like the book XYZ because it was...
Oh, you'll never walk alone by Liverpool.
Could be that, yeah.
Yep.
Can I pick that?
Yeah.
Does it mean that much to you?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Does it?
Especially in Anfield. It does, boys. I swear to God, man. Every single... Mad, because every time I hear it, I get goosebumps. Every time. So I have to go with that.
Okay.
No matter what, I'm watching Champions League night. Wednesday night. In Anfield, they're playing it and I'm in the gaff. I'm not in Anfield. I still get goosebumps.
Standing up like a national anthem, and all.
I swear to God, man, it does it for me.
I'm going to go deep, yeah?
Go on.
The film The Pursuit of Happiness.
What was the reason behind that? You told me that before.
Because at the end, when he gets the job from the internship, most heartbreaking thing I've ever seen in my life, was never related to something more in my life, to be honest, which is now, I know I wasn't fucking making millions in a brokerage, but I was on my bollocks doing an internship as well, and he got the job, and I remember thinking, when he gets the job and he breaks down, he's crying. Reminded me the first time I got my first job and I was on the verge of crying and Harper came out to me and I just started bawling then. Think about crying now, to be honest with you. Am I?
It's alright to cry. It's alright to cry. Let it out, big man.
You won't cry if I cry, though.
I'd sob my heart out if I had me on my...
What you mean?
Would you have that?
Right. Would you rather...
There.
Would you rather, this is in a similar ballpark, only be able to listen to one song for the rest of your life or only able to watch one movie for the rest of your life? What would that song or movie be? Terrence, you can't say Prisoners.
It's had to drop down anyways. Probably would have picked Rush Hour too.
Fair.
Not a deep one.
I'm not going to, so if you're going deep, let me get the funny one out of the way.
No, I'm not going deep. I'm not going deep. I'm going to be crying on the bonus. What are you crying on the bonus for? And what are you crying on the bonus for?
Do you know what? You can't. This it's is... hard to look over. Own. And by Dire Straits.
Oh.
Something's a swing. You just put that on loop, bro.
One song.
Just let her play.
Oh no, you only let pick one song.
No,
though.
I'm lying. I'm picking Hotel California. That's the
oh.
That's the song.
That's one thing you
had that blurred in the gaff earlier when I was making the porridge.
Great tune. Probably the best guitar solo ever.
It's an excellent song. Yeah, yeah.
Great choice by Calvin, I think. No. Usually I have shy choices, boys. Film would be a bad one because you go off your rock out list watching a film all the time.
Don't have to. You can go about your day, pal.
I know, but you sit down and you can't watch any other film ever. It has to be the one film. Bro, you go off your rocker. You'd be able to know when someone's eyes movement and his eyebrow. Watch. His eyebrow's going to twitch. Bang, told you.
See, I'm starting to get invested in the old films now, boys.
I wish I was you.
Do you know what I thought? So, see, when I listen to music, I get a feeling.
Right.
Yeah? Uh-huh. A good feeling. Uh-huh. You get that?
Yeah.
But I didn't know films could do that to you. Really? I didn't. Because not every film does.
When you see him, you start traveling.
Rush Hour 2 didn't. The Hangover didn't. They didn't make me feel anything. Uh-huh. Oh, the Hurricane Boys were dying to cry at the end. Then I went down a rabbit hole looking at all the boys who were bleeding wrongly convicted. Some bloke done 22 year, boys. And he escaped from prison and all. But there was a reason why he escaped. He went into a port of Lille when they were transferring him somewhere. And the bloke was standing outside and he had his arm up and he wasn't concentrating or something. So when he came out, it was snowing. So when he came out of the port of Lille, he ran towards the Jeep to get back into it because they were transferring him. But the other cop, I thought he got away from me, a man, and he was escaping and shot and just missed his head by an inch. So he got going and he got out of it and he escaped and he ran away for a few days and all. They thought, like, he's now on America's Most Wanted list and all because he's on the run and whatever. But he was actually only on the run because your man mistakenly
tried to shoot him.
Do you get me? So yeah. He went on the run for days and all. Boys, I went down a whole rabbit hole. I didn't know. It was like, this is legal.
I just realised as well, he's never seen The Shawshank.
No?
Oh, yeah.
And talking about feeling in a film.
Oh, yeah, that's next. Have you seen In the Name of the Father?
Yeah, man.
Speaking of wrongful convictions.
Mm.
Lethal. Yeah. Absolutely class that.
But it's still...
Graham Moyle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, bit John.
Wrongful conviction as well.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm only watching films with wrongful convictions.
That's his persecution complex.
Yeah. So I didn't realise that films could. Obviously I felt like sad or happy watching a film before, but I didn't think that they could make it feel. There's a difference between feel and feel. I am feel.
Yeah.
I'm
like Elvis sitting here.
Have you seen Gladiator?
No.
It's a long one though, in fairness.
It gets people at the end though.
Does it? Yeah. Yeah, when your man puts a hand on the window in Armageddon.
Oh, don't even talk to me about that. Stop. Oh, no, boys. Boys, what a film. What a film. I used to sob watching that soundtrack and all. Oh, great film. Cheesy film, zone. What a film, bro.
Yeah, Deep Blue Sea when the shark gets in the window. And your man's trying to find his partner.
Fucking deep.
Did you ever see that? And the shark can pink.
No. LL Cool J.
Yeah, he's trying to find the partner, bro.
What a chill. LL Cool J phenomenon's up there as well, but one song on loop ever.
That's all I'm saying.
Next question.
I didn't even get the answer that one.
You didn't have to. You had a chance, in fairness.
Well, I don't answer, I get given out there.
We gave you the opportunity to answer.
And I went on a tangent.
You did with that time what you felt was most appropriate.
Time ran out, yeah. Do, 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 boom.
This is one that we got from Michelle. She sent it to Stall It and Talking Bollocks.
Yup, the Venn diagram.
So the lads got this a couple of weeks ago. Imagine you didn't get on with your neighbour. One day you're granted a wish that you can have literally anything you wish for. But your neighbour always gets double of that.
This is like
every time.
I get the step, he must get the step.
Have you seen Borat?
I think I might have. Stupid fella.
Yeah.
That's him.
And now we're going out on a tangent. How much of that do you think is real, Alan? Surely the end of it is not real. The end of it can't be real.
Oh, the end was the one thing I doubted. Yeah, the rest.
That can't be real,
yeah. Question. Continuing the question. How are you still eating over there? How much did you buy? But your neighbour always gets double that every time. Would you go ahead with it? And what would you wish for? So, Michelle gives an example. She says, because Darren Conway and Terrence will lead an example.
Whoa.
Can't argue with her.
So she says, if you wish for a new car, your neighbour will get two. So you'd still have a new car, but you'd have to handle this neighbour who you detest having two brand new cars. Joe had a really good answer for this, by the way. So the pressure is on
so
you.
So we only get one place.
You can pick something that's good and you just have to live with them being happy.
Yeah.
You have to be happy, but you have to be happy with them being extra happy. Or you take something bad knowing they'll get.
Yeah, that's what John McGugan done.
Oh, yeah.
John McGugan.
So did Darren.
He
yeah.
picked like a skip and then they got two skips or something like that.
No.
But he's something along those lines, eh?
He came up with a better one, but his first one was constipation. So he gets bad and your man gets really bad.
But like,
so you can pick a sickness. I thought it was a prize.
It's a wish. You can get whatever you want.
Oh.
So your happiness comes in lower than someone else's sadness. That's how you, that's a sad life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll just wish for 10 million.
And they get 20 million.
Fuck if he gets 20 million out. Would you?
If you hate them.
Yeah, I suppose hate.
What if they kicked your dog?
Yeah, well,
and you're giving him 20 million.
I'd be wishing for the worst migraine of all time.
Exactly.
Remember I told you about Ryan O'Brien? He said he hated this fella so much that if he won the lotto, he'd ruin his day. It's the best thing I've ever heard in my life. I don't know. I'm not wishing hate on someone like that. I just say, yeah, look, I want the all-inclusive holiday to wherever I want. So he gets two of them. Fuck him. At least he won't be there. That's a good show. Your neighbour's going to be away twice a year.
True. True.
There you go. Uno reverse. That's a good one. Yeah. I'm picking a holiday. I'm picking a 6 month long holiday for myself.
So this person you detest, who kicks your dog.
But he's away for 6 months.
Yeah, but.
So I'm away for 6 months, then he has to go away for a year. So it's 18 months of him out of my life.
Okay.
It's fair, you get over the hedge, but then not you bad. Love him by the time he gets back.
Not you're bad. Missing him.
Hugging him and all.
Do you know what I mean? Knocking into need sugar. Do you want milk or anything? No. You're away long enough, that's probably all gone off in your fridge.
Your one?
No, I'm with him on that. Yeah.
You can't just copy his answer.
Now, a minute ago I wasn't allowed to answer. Now I'm getting forced to answer. You need to make your mind up on. Then you call me persecution complex.
Yes, a valid point. It's a valid point.
You see what you're doing?
It's all announced yeah. terms, isn't it?
Yeah.
See? There was a time frame on the last one.
Do you know what I mean?
This is time frame.
He was allowed to do the research a week before.
Yeah, click, click.
Allowed? This is your... You,
persecution
you think,
complex. Yeah. This is exhibit
yeah.
A.
Yeah. Joe's answer was sleep. So he got 8 hours of sleep. His neighbour will get 16 hours and lose their job.
Clever, boys.
And lose their job.
That's clever, boys.
I thought that was good, yeah.
That's clever. Joe's more clever than me, yo.
Joe's a clever fella. What did Darren pick?
Pokemon cards or something.
No.
Do you see the way Michelle had to say? You don't know what happened there, no idea. Oh, she shrunk. Did you ever do that by accident?
That's what happened. You tried to put the seat back and you pulled the long one, did you?
You felt like you were going to fall into the aquarium, didn't you? You felt like you were falling into the quantum realm, you did. I can see it, didn't you? Do I haven't seen fear like that in a man's eyes in a few years, though.
Yes, because he knows that fucking look. Reputation in the gutter.
Oh,
my reaction is to your reaction and the fact that we have been recording for over half an hour and the funniest thing that's happened is someone moved their chair.
Oh bro, but it's always the funniest ones, always them stupid ones that are the funniest.
No, you know what happened? I found a button underneath the chair. I didn't know what it did.
Oh bro,
I pressed it.
Can't find my
he office chairs, boys.
I got a bit of a fright.
Where's the button? I haven't got it.
No, but when I was looking at old dead in the eyes, and he just went,
there's one on each lid. What's this one?
That goes back.
Oh, that's
Jesus
what you were looking for.
Christ, is this what we've reduced to?
Yeah. I bet you everyone sitting there listening to that saying, I wish I had an office chair like that.
I love fear down. I love saying, I don't love. How would you
love sinister?
I don't love sinister fear in someone's eyes. But you know when someone misses the last step and they survive? Oh, please.
And they survive. Many people have died missing the last step.
There's death possible.
Number one cause of deaths in Ireland. Boys, last year I heard, yeah.
When someone misses the last step or when they press the button on the chair or aren't like, boys, it just gets me. I swear to God.
Like me, bro, when I slipped on the drain that time.
There you go. That's another
that was a bad one.
But that was, it was so smooth where you slipped and you
just went. No, but bro, I gave you the look. I gave you a quick look and I was like, help. And then I was like, I'm actually all right.
Yeah, I love seeing people falling. I don't care how old or young you are either. But I don't care if you're 25 either. Like, do you get me? I'm not ageist.
I well believe it.
Good save. Yep. That was a good save.
That's it.
Right. That's the end of that.
Stay safe, people. Ciao soon. Boom.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your wits in the door. Tell your body okay. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hypnotic.